say, a fascinating macrocus mishonim. Try my best to give you not just the information, but try my best to really get to the crux of the major issues over here, what's behind the machlokas, how do you analyze what's going on over here. Take a look in the Sefer Shabbos, Dafei Harif, it's on the Dalet, Divranas, and Vekasav, three lines up to the top. Vekasav Rabbeinu Tam, Zav. Says Rabbeinu Tam, get ready for the Shita. The Nashim Chayavos, the Gimel Seudos, it's referring to Shabbos, what mitzvah men chayavim? Having three meals. And not only the chayiv in three meals, they're also chayiv in. No? Lacha mishnah. Correct. You have to have two pieces of two loaves of bread. Are we chayiv to have shalshus? What's the answer according to Minotaur? Yes. Are they chayiv to have lacha mishnah? What's the answer according to Minotaur? Yes. So far, so good. Why? Sha'af hin hayu b'neis haman. Why? What's the makor? Where's the din come from? What's the logic for Shita to be the time? There's a principle in halacha called Ah Pei Hayu Ba'oshranes. If you don't have my people can share that thing again. There's a principle called Ah Pei Hayu Ba'oshranes, the standard. The standard examples of Achim and Lot Shanez would be Megillah, would be Nerov, Shabbos, would be, Nerov, and Dalit Kosa. These are the three examples that Gemara quotes. Then the Gemara, these are the three examples of Achim and Lot Shanez. It's the principle that even though women are generally parted from Mr. Tateshat and Grumma, they're parted from tied down mitzvot, there are exceptions to the rule, and those only kind of Achim. Says Rabbi Tam, even though there are only three mentioned in the Gemara, there's a fourth exception. What's that? Maybe even a fifth. What's that? Sudas Shabbos, and not only Sudas Shabbos, but also Betziyas Hapas, or Lechem Mishnah. So that's the Sheikh of Rabbi Tam. Let's continue. Says the Ran, I'm at the fourth fat line down. Ve'ein sarach shebechol ma'isa Shabbos ish v'isha shavim. Says the Ran, I have a kasha. What's the Ran's kasha? No? What's the Ran's kasha? You don't need to say afhein ayibosu anes. Why? Because you have a shamar v'zachar connection. Kedai lofina mizachar v'shamar. Es sheyeshna v'shmir, yeshna v'zachar v'chlal d'ahavi kol kuyum v'shabbos. Says the Ran, the reason he agrees with halach that gimel seudos and lechem mishnah women taka are chayivit, that's less mandapol. Everybody agrees they're chayiv. Says the Ran, because after they go so anes, says the Ran, is because of why? There's a connection from zohar to shamar, which includes kol mitzvos shel shas. So far so good? Hey, are you with me? Not too good? You? Yeah? Good? Okay. Are you still with me? Does the Ran disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? Does he think his logic is faulty? No. Does he think the logic is faulty? I don't think so. He disagrees. He's like, you don't need to say Afhei. Afhei may be right. He's not saying Afkin is inappropriate, he's just saying what? It's unnecessary. There's a more local, more direct source. There's a much more Shabbos-oriented source, which is Shamar Bezachar. The real question is not why doesn't the Ran subscribe to the Rabbeinu Tam? Fundamentally, he does. The real question I want to discuss today is what? Why doesn't Rabbeinu Tam, correct, learn the Shamar Bezachar connection? What's wrong with the Ran? If I would have opened the floor up to anyone and said, what do you think? You wouldn't be having three meals on Shabbos. You just said, well, on one hand, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, but don't we know the Shamar Bezachar connection? What I'd like to do momentarily, not 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to throw in a few little interesting side points before we get into the major crux of the sugya. The major crux of the study is going to be, what is this Shamar Bezachar connection? How did the Ran understand it, and how did Rabbi Tam disagree? Because methodologically speaking, if you want to understand how the way the mechanics work, if you have a principle in halacha, like the Zachar of Shamar, association of Shmir, Yeshua of Israel, and there's a how to apply it, does it apply to Gimel Seudos? What's the answer? Does it apply to Gimel Seudos? What's the answer? No? You can say it. But, well, okay. So according to the Ran, what's the answer? Yes, according to the Ran, what's the answer? No.
I want to understand what was going on in the Ran's mind and what was going on in the Ran's mind. What were the mechanics? What was the halakhic conceptual understanding that the Ran used, and which different model did the baby time? People with me so far? I'll take questions in another 60 seconds. There is a discussion out there. Achronim say, well, women don't seem to eat shalashudas that often. They're not so careful with the last Mishnah. Maybe they're taka putter from the mitzvah in its entirety. There was an Achron named Shlomo Kluger who said maybe the Nachai Nachai, like the Ran, and the Nachai Meitam, the Nachai and Zach Meshama like the Meitam. And he putter completely. In other words, if the Meitam said why, the Ran says why not X? Maybe some could say either X nor Y.
So I don't like that so much, why not?
Because the Ran doesn't say it's a bad answer, he just says there's a better answer. It's almost as if everyone accepts the Achain model. You with me?
Yet nonetheless, for these people who want to defend women's practice, could one even suggest somehow that Achain is not Shaykh? Doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Mun? That doesn't apply to the mitzvah of the Nase of Mun? That the fact that you've got a double portion of pride as a big miracle?
I would like that. And they actually might have gone to the right.
He's like stepping it down. That's not bad. That's the famous another question. The question of the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav, there are those who link that up to the Rashbam. The Brisker Rav has different focus.
When we say Achim, the simple understanding is that women were beneficiaries of the miracle. It was done to them. It's a lashon of oto sakana. The right fascinating shita.
Exactly.
Al yadam.
But they do happen by the women. For example, who is the predominant heroine in the story of the Megillah? Esther. In the third day of Hanukkah, Yehudah. What about Dal Kosos?
I would have thought there is. The Kosos said, no, there are nothing to Kanukkah.
The point is, according to the Rashbam, it's not women being beneficiaries of the miracle, but rather what? Proactive participants in ushering in the nace, in which case, what I mean is to give us
and stay at my commission. Why not? Women did not proactively take any role. They did not have any proactive role in the miracle of the month. So maybe one can argue Misvara that Achim doesn't apply as well as Zachar v'Shamar, but nonetheless, it's not the simple read of the Ran, therefore the Halacha women are hiding in Gimel Seudos as well as Racha Mishnah.
That was a side point, I think a nice side point. If you understood it, fantastic. If not, so let's get to the major topic. I'll take a quick round of questions, and then I'll get to the primary subject, which is,
association of a shmira, yeshua of a shmira, shmira connection should it extend to Lena and to Gimel Seudos or not? That we'll get to in about 2 minutes. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Gimel Seudos, it's not so clear. But Mordechai, I don't know if you realize it. Mordechai is alluding to a machlokas 2 days from Tosfos. There's a machlokas if Achain applies to mitzvah derabbanan only, or even to mitzvah daraisa. It's a machlokas tosin psachim versus tosin megillah. So maybe that'd be one of the reasons why Achain wouldn't apply, but that's certainly not what, you know, the Ran or a bit of time are assuming. They certainly think it does apply. So either it's because Gimelsuta is Rabbana, or it's Daraisa, but they believe it's Shai to miss with Daraisa. Yeah, 2, 3.
Do
you
require men to be involved in the
mitzvah? No.
So why do women
need to be? Because women have a Torah of Ashein. If women have a Torah of Mitzvah, you tend to override it. Men don't have that Torah in the first place, and nothing gets off the ground. Yeah?
Where's the
Ran's head? Exactly. If you get the impression that neither Rabbeinu Tam nor the Ran subscribe to the Rashbam, they both hold up the majority, which is the Sheet of Tosfos, and that's just a road we show. If someone would have said both Zohar and Shomer and Achim don't apply, the Rabbeinu Tam says Zohar and Shomer doesn't apply. We didn't yet explain why. But the Ran, although he subscribes to Achim, maybe the Rashbam wouldn't like it, and therefore, if one wants to defend the woman's practice of being so meek, of not having shalosh shudis, so I guess you'd say if you rely like the Rashbam here and the Rabbeinu Tam there, you can kind of come concoct a heter and allow women to be much more meek. But it doesn't seem to be normal.
Exactly. Would it make much more sense if the Ran would not subscribe to that gospel? Or would he say
it's right? Sorry, you can't tell the Ran what to think. You just kind of understand what he does there.
You're saying Bachar actually said in Bachar this.
The Ain Sarach Shebachol Meisah Shabbos Ish Shabbos. It's the finish. I'm going to hand out the Gemara in Bracha Chada Chacham and Beis. And this is the Gemara that discusses the Shomer of the Zohar connection. This Gemara should be the source of our investigation, our research, to figure out what is going on conceptually in Rebbeinu Tam versus the Ran. Anyone who's been with me? The high school kids who are like, you know, my guys, I'm fully sure they're with me. Morning, you with me? Yeah, I told you. You guys doing okay? You with me following? Enough. Okay. Enough is a very, vague word. It's kind of like when you learn that in high school, kid. That's okay. Ben, you with me? You good? Following? Okay. Take a look at the status, Brachos, that's tough on the base. Take a look from where it says, Amar, Rav Adam, Rav Abba, Nashim, Chayav, Kikinish, Hayom. There's a small little hay there at the end of the whole set of two dots. It's about a quarter of the page down. The last word on the line is, Ahava, Bar Ahava, Rav Adam, Rav Abba. The first word on the line is Nashim, and there's a little hay, linking to the Eid Mitzvah, starting with the word Nashim. People see that? Okay. If you don't see it, ask some of the older guys to help you out. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Nashim Chayavos Bekiddush Dvar Torah. Women are chayav in what? Kiddush. Midaraisa Midarabanan. Midaraisa, how do I know? Because it says Dvar Torah. So far, so good? I don't know why. Yeah.
Kiddush Hayom, I think, in general, is referring to the mitzvah of Kiddush.
Yeah, I agree. It's being Kiddush Hayom and Shabbos. Agreed. Fine. Amar Rav Adam Rava, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Frank the Gemara Amai. Why is that the case? Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramamu. B'chol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramam Nashim Peturos. Why should they be chayav in Kiddush? What they shouldn't be? The Gemara has an attack. What's the Gemara's question? They should be patur because of why? Because it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama. Here comes Abaye's answer. We'll see two answers to this question. First, we'll have Abaye's answer. Then we'll have Rava's attack on Abaye. Then we'll have Rava's answer. So the three steps to the Gemara that are coming up. Abaye's answer, which I don't understand at all. Rava's response, which one is so obvious and one is so difficult. I'm lost there as well. And then Rabbi's answer. Says Abaye, last two words on the line. Amar Abaye min derabbanan. You're only chayav kiddush what? What's the obvious problem with Abaye? The only criteria I need is to find the source that is Kiddush D'oraisa. The answer is the Rabbanan. This is one of the most difficult Gemaras you'll ever see in your life. What source Kiddush is D'oraisa? I know it's the Rabbanan. It's like you wonder. So here comes the end. Amalei Rabba, Bahat Bar Torah Ka'amar. But didn't he say Bar Torah? That was our only criteria. Ba'am Kasha. That Kasha is a great Kasha. I don't know what sort of Ba'am was thinking. And here comes Kasha number two, which is a very difficult Kasha. You wonder what Rabba was thinking. V'od komitz rasasei nechayvinu midrabanan? What? And you're going to be mechayiv women in all mitzvos. Asei shas man grama, that they're part of him. You're going to obligate them midrabanan? What's the obvious problem with your mind? What? Who says that Abai extended this principle to all mitzvot? Abai would have a very easy answer, which is what? Just Kiddush.
Why would
you ask me about Kiddush? I gave you an answer, and it happens my answer was terrible. But you're like, that doesn't apply to all mitzvot. And my response is, you're right. I know it doesn't. I only said it by Kiddush. I don't have a terrence to either of these kashas. They're bomb kashas. One's greater than the next. You can't read a Gemara as a thinking person and not ask these questions. Unfortunately, people read through this Gemara and don't ask these questions. The implication, obviously, is that what?
People don't
think when they're learning. Okay, that's something
we're learning.
He's
saying, yes, you're right, they're not caught. He says, it's not from the stuff they're learning. He's like, yes, you're right, they're caught, but only they're alone, they're caught. Why is that a problem?
Because the reason why they hide the daraisa should be part of it, the answer is not having the rabbanan. But we're looking for a source of the hide the daraisa.
No, he's saying, yeah, I agree with the question. I guess so.
But the Gemara doesn't present it as if a body is arguing and offering his own opinion. In other words, why is Rav Adam Rav is being true? It doesn't seem to indicate that a body is disagreeing. And if he is disagreeing, so then how is Rabba's Kasha even a Kasha? The Gemara like throws out a Abaye because Rabba's like, wait up, it says Bar Torah. If Abaye was an alternative Shita, the Gemara wouldn't have rejected it. But anyway, okay, here comes the Gemara's answer, and this is really why I want you to read this. Ella Amar Rabba, Rabba's the first one in line. Amar Kra, Zachar Vishamar. Kol Sheyeshno Vishmira, Yeshno Vishmira. Anyone who's high in the Shmira is high in the Zechira. What does this mean? Correct. The standard shot is what AZ suggests, that all... What does Shmira mean? Shmira is a code word for what? All the low tassays. And Zechira is a code word for what? All the tassays. And women are high in what? Both. If you're chayiv in the low tassays of Shabbos, if you can't drive, then you're obligated in Kiddush. So far, so good? This is a great raya for who, Shita? The Rad. Black on one. Now, here's where being trained methodologically is very, very, very helpful. If you're a brilliant genius, you can come up with really good stuff on your own. But if you're like the rest of us here, you have to learn how to conceptualize and methodologically be trained. And here's a really important stage. What very subtle assumption did AZ make that's so subtle that most of us missed it? AZ interpreted the Gemara, right? He made a very important assumption, maybe even a correct one according to the Ran, but maybe the Rebbe Tam wouldn't agree to that everything he said. It's a very subtle assumption, which is? Excellent. Who says Zechira means what? What does it mean? I don't know. Maybe it means what? Not all mitzvahs must say, but rather it means what? Kiddush alone. At the end of the day, what's the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush? Zachar.
But then what's the source for the other mitzvahs?
Hang on. Zachar is in the Shabbos Akadsha. Maybe one can argue, as the Gra does, that there are two ways of reading this Gemara. One way is all the essays of Shabbos. The other way would be what? Just Kiddush. And after all, the Pasuk says, Shamar B'Zachar. That's the Drasha. What's the Makor version of Kiddush? Zachar. The difference would be, would the Shamar B'Zachar apply to every other mitzvah besides Kiddush. Now, before I apply it back to a minute time in the Ron and try to explain it and understand it, let me just show you something fascinating. Take a look at Rashi carefully. Can anyone see which way Rashi learns? I don't think you can conclude definitively from Rashi, but if you read Rashi very, very meticulously, if you read Rashi very carefully, look at Rashi, can you determine what Rashi's Shita is? You gotta look at Rashi. You gotta look at Rashi inside. Does Rashi think it applies to Kiddush only or all the assays? What would you suggest?
Yeah,
why? Take a look at Rashi. Kiddush Hayom Mai Taima Mit Rashi. Divrei Masechta Kiddush Hayom Mitzvah Seis Has Magrama. Rashi says, Zachar is Yom Shabbos Lakasho, Zachruhu Ala Yayin. What is Rashi saying? The start is, why is Rashi telling me all this information? Was the Gemara unclear? The Gemara said, Kiddush Hayom is a Mitzvah Seis Has Magrama. Is Rashi explaining how it's a Mitzvah Seis Has Magrama? No, what's he explaining? He's explaining Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh Zachru Al Yayin. You have to do it on Yayin. I don't know what Rashi's doing there, but I don't see any Raya from this Rashi. People wanted to say something from this Rashi, I'll hear it. I have an idea from the next Rashi, but I'm willing to have people's suggestions. People thought this was a Raya. I don't know what Rashi's doing here. I admit there's a difficult Rashi here. I just don't know what the answer is. Anyone? I'm intellectually honest enough to know what I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this Rashi. Anyone know what's going on in this Rashi? Okay. My diuk was from the next Rashi. Take a look at the next Rashi. What does Rashi say? Bishmira de lo tasem alacha. How does Rashi define Shmira lo tasem? What doesn't Rashi define? If Rashi wanted to create a parallel symmetrical model, Shmira would have been what? Lo tasem, which it is. And Zechira should have been? I say, does Rashi spell that out for us? No, why not? I think it's difficult. Especially because Zechira was mentioned first. Was it? Yeah. Zachar v'shomer, Koshi, oh no. Koshi Yeshiv v'shmir, maybe not. Maybe not. It's a little bit surprising that Rashi only tells me what Shmira is. I'd like to suggest, because Zechira doesn't expand to all the things, it's only Kiddush like he mentioned earlier on. If that's the case, the question boils down to, the lo ta'aseis of Shabbos, do they link more toward to the aseis or towards Kiddush? We'll have to get back to that question in a minute. Mamish a minute. Let me just get one more point. I'll take around the question and we'll get back to this thing. If this is correct and the Gros Chakira is correct, and if you're very careful about the way you read Gemaras and you don't make assumptions, or at least you do make assumptions, but you realize you make them, Daisy made a great assumption, and Mordechai pointed out it was an assumption. What might you be able to explain? Remaining time in the Ran. Which way does the Ran learn? Correct. The Ran believes there's a linkage from all the low tassays to all the assays. According to Remaining time, one can argue what? Maybe it's only what?
Kiddush.
And therefore, you cannot have the Zachar v'Shomer apply to what? To give a food of Lechem Mishnah. And therefore, what do you need? A different source. Okay, at the end of the day, Rabbi, who cares? Women are chayiv. Let me ask you another question. Women chayiv in Havdalah? It is a much broader sugya. There's a lot of complications involved. But maybe one can argue what? According to Rabbi Tam, we would be chayiv in Kiddin and Havdalah, arguably not, because why? You only be chayiv in Kiddush. However, would, according to the Ran, would women be chayiv in Havdalah? Yes. That's not so pashut. There's more than just the eye over here. But at first glance, seemingly, the best way, at least at first glance, to analyze the question as to whether or not women are chayiv in Havdalah should depend upon whether or not the Zachar v'Shomer connection is broader than Kiddush alone. I'll mention briefly, it's a little bit, I said it was a complicated story. because the Rambam believes that the mitzvah of Zohar extends to Kiddush twice. The Knisasa will be Yitziasa, the mitzvah of Kiddush takes place in the beginning and Havdalah. It's all under Zohar. So maybe not. And maybe even if you say that Zohar Hashem applies to all Shabbos mitzvahs, maybe Havdalah is not a Shabbos mitzvah, maybe it's a Motzi Shabbos mitzvah. After all, when do you make Havdalah?
After Shabbos, point that to Mishnah Berurah. And maybe even one can argue, Havdalah can't be a Shabbos mitzvah. Why? Because it doesn't create Kedusha Shabbos. What does it do? It ends it. It removes it. It's the antithesis of Shabbos. Something that destroys and obliterates Shabbos can't be a Shabbos mitzvah. So there is more to talk about in this discussion of whether that would have had Havdalah or not, because we've shown it. Whether it depends on this piece of logic, this Hakira or not, is debatable. But certainly it's an important question in terms of analyzing that Shaila. Let's take around the question, see where people at, and then we'll go back and try to analyze a little further why someone would link Kiddush to all the Asayim versus Daska Kiddush. Question. One, two. One.
Do you think that
I'll tell you. I thought of that, but I'll tell you why I didn't like that. I didn't like it because that should have been a different Maschal Zohar or on Bisachira. He's explaining a Gemara earlier on. Rashi is explaining, Kiddush Hayom and Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Ramahu. I think what he's explaining is, why is it a Mitzvah Seishas Ma'an Ramahu? The answer is Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekachah, because it's on Shabbos itself you have to sanctify. That's the first line. And again, there's more. I think he's rejecting a position of the Ramban. The Ramban is full of Mitzvah Seishas Shabbos all days of the week. According to the Ramban, if you say Hayom Yom Chamishi Shabbos, it's a Mitzvah Saseh Zechira. According to Rashi, it's not. It's Dafka Shabbos because Dafka on Shabbos, the mitzvah, that's what makes the mitzvah Seishas of Mount Ramah. That's great. I just noticed someone Rashi adds in Zechiru al Hayayim. I don't know. I guess that's also part of the mitzvah. I'm not sure why Rashi needs that here. In any event, I don't think what you said is correct. You follow that, yeah? Who's number two? Yeah, easy with that. It's a good question. I guess that's what Rashi spells out. Rashi would come to the same conclusion that women are chayiv in the shmira. Shmira means lo taseh, while zechira means only aseh. Your question is, what's the svara? What's the logic for that? And I'll get there, mamash, in a minute. Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe
it's a fascinating question. Could a woman be moti men and bracha moti? The answer is probably yes anyway, but I hear it. According to many times, maybe not. Yeah. It's a larger, broader question. There's a lot of other variables. It's an excellent point. We'll talk about it more afterwards, but it's a fair point. We pass like the answer is not a Shiloh. But according to many times, theoretically, maybe a woman should be moti men.
Excellent.
Which svara makes more sense, the Ranz or Rebbeinu Tam? The fact that the lo tashes should be linked to the Aseis or linked to Kiddush? What's the answer? The Aseis. Why? Because it's parallel. There's an integration of Shabbos. Shabbos has one Kiddush Asayom. Just like you cannot be forbidden to turn on the TV, but you're allowed to, drive a car. Just like anyone who's usher in Borer, usher in Zuriya, usher in Harisha, usher in Siva Shteyosios, all of them, there's one Kiddush Hayom on Shabbos. So to whoever's chayiv in the entity of Shabbos is chayiv in what? All the assays of Shabbos. Why would anyone limit only to Kiddush? You with me? I'll share with you another fascinating piece of information. There's a mitzvah call. The Gemara in the chapter of Brachos writes, if you really want to, you can even make Kiddush before Shabbos starts. Before you dive in early. How would you do that? And everybody explains the mitzvah call, Shabbos. Most of us have felt this mitzvah come summertime. Certainly in Manchester, because it's dark there at 11:59. So you make Shabbos at when? 7:05. Much earlier, right? In the summer, what do you make Shabbos? Before it gets dark, the answer is we have a halachic right to add on extra Shabbos. Leaving aside the details, it's a fascinating machlokes of how Tosefta's Shabbos works. Some suggest there is the koach that man has to create that kedushas Shabbos hayom. In other words, it's mamish Shabbos. Full-fledged, 100% Shabbos. While others say it's not really Shabbos, there's just an iser malach. So for example, could you eat your Shabbos meal during Tosefta's Shabbos? According to this suggestion, what would the answer be? Yeah, because it's really Shabbos. According to this suggestion, what's the answer? No, it's just a buffer zone. We don't want you to wait till the last second doing malacha, so we tell you, be careful, stop a little bit earlier on. But there's no inherent kedusha. So how can they give a happen anyone that this shot that there's an isra malacha, and isra malacha alone if you're allowed to make kiddush? You know what the answer is? Rose is right. Rose, what's the answer? Somehow kiddush has a unique linkage to the low task days of Shabbos. But again, why? Sometimes the salvation suggests something broken. Buckle up, you ready? Lastly, Mr. Shear, and Mr. Kabbalah. If I was to pull the most out of my pocket, and I would sleep through all the Shabbos, and I'd fill the mitzvah, and I violate Shabbos? No. But is that what the Torah wants also? No. When you have a day like Lo Tasem Alacha, it's a very funny day. Why? Because you're inactive. You're not doing anything at all. There's no action. There's no proactive activity. So how do you know if by chance a guy just didn't do any Alacha or Bedafi didn't do Alacha? A guy's in a coma. Is he doing a Shvisa on Shabbos? The sanitary salvation, what we value is what's called the Shvisa HaMikara. You know what that means? It has to be nicker, it has to be noticeable. You can't just stam be inactive. You have to somehow show that what are you doing? You are doing a shvisa. You got that? How do you do that? If I told you this tomorrow, what would be the best way to let people know that you're doing a shvisa on the end of it? Get to tell them. You know when you tell the world, you know when you tell yourself that your shvisa is not by chance? It's a shvisa on the chance. What Kiddush does, Kiddush has a unique relationship to the Lo Tasez of Shabbos. Why? Because otherwise the Lo Tasez have no meaning. Anyone who's obligated to keep the Lo Tasez certainly has to give that meaning, has to infuse it with value. How do you infuse the Lo Tasez with value? Kiddush. When you make Kiddush, it transforms the inaction of not doing Charisha and Zriya and Merake into meaningful Shabbos. If that's the case, when there's Isser Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, of course Kiddush goes, because Kiddush is linked to the Malach. And therefore, maybe that's a svar for Rabbeinu Tam, what I'm arguing Rashi may hold as well, that what? That the Lo Tasez of Shabbos are linked dafka to Kiddush, because why? Because without Kiddush, they're not Lo Tasez, they're nothing. What gives them meaning, what gives them, what allows them to express their halachic weight is Kiddush. The declaration that today's different, the declaration that today's a unique day, that makes the Lo Tasez meaningful.